T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday, Friday. Harder, better, faster, stronger. Where the hell's Bren? Are you going to hit the button?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Right, well, wait a minute. Let's wait for Bren. I'm curious what he's up to. Maybe he's got something big, you know, in the
works.
Yes,
something brewing.
This would be great.
You know?
I'm
Could
excited.
Could be a big story, right? I see Shadow. Oh, I see and he's here he is. Oh,
ta-da!
How nice of you to join us.
Yeah, dude.
Bren. Oh, hi, Mark.
What's going on here? Are we back already? I didn't even hear the song. Sorry about that, guys.
He's fine.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah. Can you do it one more time? It was really low.
Oh, thanks.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fisherman's Wharf. Looking for family fun and a safe staycation this weekend? Rediscover San Francisco's historic waterfront district. For more info, go visit fishermanswharf.com. That's fishermanswharf.com. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea. They have a lot of fun things to do. Mm-hmm. Whenever we have anybody come into town, we always take them to Fisherman's Wharf, you know, and they can smell the seals or whatever they are, sea lions. That's a good time.
Oh, they smell great, too.
They do.
So cute.
Ah, the fresh smells of the seashore. I love that place.
All right, so I've got a bunch of stories for you. I'll try to run through as many as I can swedge in here at the last news break of the week. One of the interesting things about governments is they're in the baby business. You don't realize it, but they know that they've got to keep populations up to a certain level in order to be able to pay into, you know, you got to keep people paying those taxes.
Sure, yes,
you got to keep people paying that Social Security so that, you know, the ones who paid in who are not, there's no savings account. This got to keep going. Unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, the governments went, whoa, people will be humping away and making more children's than ever before. We're going to have a pandemic wave of children's.
That's great.
It turns out that's not what has happened at all. In fact, they expect 300,000 fewer births than usual this year.
Wow.
There's going to be what they call a sizable baby bust in the United States. And the implications could last for years. I mean, this is one of those things where you got to keep making humans so they can keep paying into a system. The COVID-19 pandemic has not only thrown us into an economic recession and unprecedented restructuring of our work and social lives. Again, many thought that because we were home, we'd cozy up and make children's.
Now I'm sick of you. Get away from
me. Not happening.
Do not touch me.
The baby biz has also been affected in the wrong way, at least for, again, the government's purposes. So a lot fewer births. I'm surprised. I actually, you know.
I agree. I would have thought that people would be, well, we're not doing anything else. Maybe this is the year we have a baby.
You know how there was baby boomers? So you think the kids that are born this year would be called baby busters?
Oh, my God. Hilarious. That's a good name for them because we're always looking for new names for generations. Busters. I mean, we're at Gen Z. I mean.
Right.
You don't know to hit a drum?
Well, it's hard to hit a jump for yourself. You guys can do it with your mouth for me.
The button's right there. It's right in front of you. Hit the button. You just made the best joke of the day.
The baby buster generation. I like it.
It's actually a valid, you know, question, though. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. They got a name.
They're calling it a baby bust.
Right.
I need it again.
Yes! What's wrong with you?
I don't know what's wrong with me. I missed that whole song. Would you throw in like a one-minute song, Nicole?
No, it was. God. No, it got us right to on time.
Went took a pee break and that was done. I was like, what's going on? You guys are talking. At first I came in and I heard you guys talking. I was like, it must be a Sarah and Vinny commercial. It's just a commercial. And then I was like, oh no, they're actually talking. Oh, they're waiting for me. Oh no. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Space.
The final frontier.
Excuse me. You just stole my line. What are you doing?
Well, I thought you were going to keep going.
Space. All right, you can say it.
The final frontier. The final frontier. The end of the voyage into the Starship Enterprise. His 5-year mission is to explore new worlds. And don't forget the Prime Directive, too. Oh.
To go boldly. No, to boldly go.
Where no one has gone before.
You're finishing lines all over the place, but I can't count on you for that one?
Well, I couldn't see your hand, and then I realized your hand was pointing forward. It came up into the frame. Oh, Zoom, you're screwing us again.
Take two.
One more time.
Okay. No, it's fine. Let's move on. SpaceX launched and landed its Mars Starship prototype for the first time Wednesday. Then a few minutes later, it went kerblooey.
No.
It exploded on the landing pad. They say just landing it is still a huge step. So they feel like they're on the right path, but...
So, yeah, that's like when they say, oh, yeah, no, we planned for that to blow up. That's okay. We knew that was going to happen. That's, you see, that's the thing. I just had a great trip. Fingers crossed for the landing.
Yeah, and then you blow up on the landing pad. Not good.
It's like my least favorite part of the trip, you know? Coming home is always a bummer.
In other space news... A company called Orbital Assembly is planning the first space hotel.
I'm so excited about this, Vinny. It even looks like the wheel, you know, where it's going to have a spin to it, so it'll have some fake gravity on the, you know, it's going to be so good. I can't wait.
They hope to start building in 2025, and they say it could open in 2027.
It's right around the corner. Right around the corner. Maybe I'll retire to the space hotel.
It'll be big enough for 280 guests at a time and a three-night stay. What do you think a three-night stay in a space hotel will cost?
Well, listen, I mean, everything's got to be shipped up there. So just to feed you, I mean, I'm going to say it's $700,000 for a three-day stay.
$5 million.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
For a three-day stay.
I underestimated that, huh? Good thing
a three-night stay is going to cost
rooms.
$5 million. Now, that'll go down. As you know, these things, the price drops on stuff quickly. But for $5 million, you'll get a three-day stay in the space hotel.
Does that come with a cool vac suit, too? Like, am I going to have some, you know, fashionable thing with a attachable helmet?
For $5 million, it should come with a lot, right?
Yeah, including some space training, I would think, is the whole thing.
Do you get your own rocket to take home, or?
A little mini rocket, just a pretend rocket. It blows up if you land it, so don't do that.
I'll tell you one thing. My bathroom better have a bidet. I mean, really, for $5 million?
Well, they got to get, if it spins and there's gravity, I guess they could have a bidet. But in space, bidets are really just...
it's just like poop
globule
splatter.
Fountains. Right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it would shoot that right off you and...
And all over
into
the place.
The air.
Yeah. How do they poop in space?
They have a suction thing. They sit down on it. It's a suction sealed.
Oh, she knows the answer to this. This is great. That's cool. Yeah, like a vacuum.
It has a vacuum seal.
That makes a lot of sense.
So you think the space hotel, that they won't that there won't be gravity? I guess that...
They won't have gravity.
Maybe
will,
that's the draw. Like, you want to be able to float around in your room.
If you
and
go
be like,
to the center of the wheel, there'll be less gravity there. But centrifugal force would actually create its own gravity. Like, that's why they're building it in a circle, like a Ferris wheel. There's Vinny floating. By the way, can I just point out that Vinny is totally copying me?
Wearing
he has a pair of green Crocs on.
This is the clip of the day. What's
going I'm going to need that? To see more
the
of that.
Clip of the day now.
You?
Wait a minute.
Run.
I didn't make the clip of the day.
Yeah, you did. I thought the clip of the day was going to be us talking about space. Yeah, it is. Vinny floating in space with Crocs on.
Show us those Listen. Crocs again, Vin.
Let's
Come on.
Let's have a look. Do they have any charms on them? Oh, you. He's got my, those are my exact, you better never say anything bad about Crocs again. Never.
I told you I had a pair.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Did you say they were exactly like mine? Probably the same size, too? God.
I can't help it. You have giant feet.
You have done nothing but give me for that for years.
That's true.
And there he is with his bright green Crocs, you rascal.
For the record, you have made a career of torturing me, and my little comebacks are hardly anything. They fall right off you. They're nothing. They're nothing at all.
It turns out you wish you had those Crocs, so you got some.
You inspired him.
Oh, what a funny Friday.
You know, they come in 1,000 colors, but you had to pick my color. Oh, I see. Why don't you bring them over next time you come over? We'll hang out together in the backyard. I got 2 swings. We'll sit on them together with our green Crocs.
I think
on.
I have some extra charms for
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Send in some charms.
Mm-hmm. Get some charms, Vin?
May
yes,
I please?
Vinny, they're awesome.
I mean, I'm sitting here and I didn't mean while I was floating away to sidetrack my whole news break.
All three of us went, what am I looking at?
I was really shocked.
I'm just trying to, you know.
He didn't realize that by going weightless, we'd all see what he has on his feet.
There's a reason for them, but I'll just move
oh,
on.
Oh, please do tell.
The wood floors here in this apartment are super noisy, and Crocs are quiet. So I can walk around here without making noise for the neighbors, even though I probably need a pair of Crocs for my mouth since I'm so loud. But so far, one of my biggest concerns was the neighbors were going to knock on the door and be like, dude, what are you doing?
It's 4 in the morning. What's happening? Why?
What in the hell are you doing
every morning
at this
now?
Hour?
I'm hearing you.
So far...
Up, oh, that's it. They're coming.
No, that's me knocking on wood. I don't want no trouble.
They're at the
Moving
door,
along, everyone. Chipotle has teamed up with a makeup brand to come up with Chipotle makeup. You want that?
Oh, I saw something.
Is it going to make my eyes throw up? I don't understand. Chipotle, do we need that?
Chipotle,
sour cream?
Chipotle teamed up with Elf Cosmetics, or ELF, to create makeup that will make you look like a burrito.
I
look
I
like a taco salad.
There's eyeshadow in different shades like corn salsa, white and brown rice, guac.
Well, it had to be guac, yeah.
Fajita onion and black and pinto beans.
Oh.
Lip gloss, hot salsa colored.
Honest to God, I'm looking at the color palette. That does look like all the little dishes. You can put some of that on there. Put some of that. There's some of that. I'm gonna need that chicken. Give me
most of it's too bright to even be useful.
Carnitas. Yeah, that's definitely a novelty item. Or maybe someone will be like, "That's my palette.
I'll buy it."
Oh, that's funny. You should.
According to a dating website, OkCupid, the new sexy is vaccinated. That's the new thing.
I agree.
It's hot all over everybody's profiles starting since November, it looks like. And people who've gotten the vaccine say they're getting a lot more likes and a lot more action and a lot more matches since they got their vaccine. 4 out of 10 people are saying, I would cancel a date with someone if they weren't going to get a vaccine.
They said, I will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I like to be aligned with people that I'm going to go on dates with. You know, I don't want to get walked down some conversational nightmare path. Oh, God, he's a Trumper. Oh, Jesus.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We haven't gotten to many of these today. But here's a few things you guys said, and then I'll read the rest of your messages on the other side.
All right.
Again, the number 800-400-3697. Here you go. Michelle the Sugarista in Napa here.
Oh, hello, Michelle.
I'm shocked about the baby bust report. I've had by far the most pregnant clients ever in my 30-year career as an esthetician.
Wow. Huh.
Averaged 5 to 6 new pregnant clients a month last summer and fall when we could be open.
Wow.
Well, it's not happening nationwide, that's for sure. But Napa, I mean, come on, it's so beautiful, and everybody's on
it's
wine.
It's so beautiful,
all the time.
And we're on wine. Let's make the sweet love.
Right. Mm.
Okay, that was perfectly said. I'll do it with you. Oh, Napa, it's a beautiful place to make love.
I'm just trying to gross myself out. Okay, let's break and we'll come back and make more love.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.